7-0, Collins leads it there after one quarter of play. Gage Arvin still down on the ground back at the 35-yard line. We're assuming he is the recipient of that chop block. Medical staff from Collins out taking a look at him, but it will be a 15-yard penalty. They will repeat third down and bring up third and about 17 or so when they come back to action. Gage still down. But, you know, we talked about in the opening, John, of Collins, you know, get off to a good start, you know, try to deliver a knockout punch, so to speak, early. But really, outside of one play, really struggled offensively so tonight. And penalties played a lot into that so far.
It has. I mean, it's hard to start first and 15 or second and 20 and get any kind of momentum or get any kind of push. And I think also we try to, I think we've only tried to run the ball twice, maybe. So sooner or later, I think we have to establish a running game. I think if you establish the running game, it opens up the passing game. You know, I'm old school, just like you probably.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, people say, no, you do the passing game to open up the running game. Well, if you're running the ball effectively, they're going to have to do something with the safeties. Bullet East showed you, Central Hardin showed you, you know, Shelby County will probably show you next week. So if you can run the ball and establish a run between the tackles, you're going to have to make a decision what you're going to do with your safety.
Right.
Then it opens up your passing game, I believe.
And you realize, I think tonight, I'm not sure. I know the one play we had with Roseberry that he got hit as soon as he got. I'm not sure if we attempted to run.
Well, we had
the
one jet sweep.
That's right.
The one jet sweep right there, or the fake reverse.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, that's it.
I guess,
untimed down.
Well, the only untimed down was a fault on a defensive team. Right?
Either penalty.
All right. So actually, this will be a play still in the first quarter, untimed down, third and about 17. Webb drops back looking to throw deep down the right side. Fitzgerald on the coverage, but well overthrown, incomplete, and will bring up fourth down.
Well, the
7-0, Collins leads it.
Well, the referee held his hand up. He's supposed to hold the football
up,
supposed
to hold the football. Yeah. 7-0, Collins leads it. North Odom will be punting away when we come back. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Webb on to punt this one away. Back deep for the Titans. Dalton Maggard. Dalton standing back at his own 20-yard line. Webb will get it away. Good spiraling punt.
Nice punt.
Over the head of Maggard. And Maggard will now come and get it on the bounce. Makes his way up through the middle of the field and will be tackled just inside the 20-yard line. Good punt by Webb.
Yeah, got good high spiral. Kicked it away from Maggard. Gave his cover team a chance to get down the field.
So let's see if the Collins offense can get on track here. They'll have it first and 10, ball officially marked at the 18-yard line. Collins will come out in one of their four receiver sets. Peyton off the lone receiver to the short side of the field, which is just to Lucas's left. Roseberry in the backfield here with JR. JR takes a snap, looking to throw, looking deep in the middle of the field. Got Hawk over the top again at midfield. He's at the 40, down to the 30, will be wrestled down at about the 21-yard line. Very similar play of what he scored on.
Just ran a little skinny post.
So big gain again for Collins. I'll have it first and 10 from the North Odom 21-yard line.
Good pass protection right there. No threat of a quarterback sack, and Lucas hit him in stride.
Nick Eads, he checks in on the offensive side of things. Looks like he will be in the backfield, two backs. Nick to the left of JR. Roseberry to the right. JR takes a snap, low snap, gets it to Roseberry. Nashon cuts it inside. Good run down close to the 10-yard line.
That was a good lead block by Nick Eads, too. He kicked out the outside linebacker, and Roseberry just followed him. I think on AstroTurf, where he tried to cut that one, he slips and falls on grass. He's able to plant a whole lot better right there and cut back.
So 8 yards there on first down. That was a lot of times you see Nick Eads in the game on offense. You kind of know where his ball is going to
block him back.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks like we're going to run the same play on the opposite side.
They are, and they will. Second man through.
Little counter.
Counter play to Roseberry. He's down close to the first down. Ball's marked at the 10, just outside the 10. And they're going to call it just short of the first down, third and short.
Here's where you run the old quarterback sneak on pressure. Get the first down.
7-0. Collins leads it. Third and short, just outside the 10-yard line for the Titans. JR takes a snap, looking to throw. Right side looking for Maggard. Touchdown, Titans. comeback route to the outside. They've made a living on that play.
Takes me back to the Bullet East game.
Yes, it does.
Takes
with
Sam
Harrod, didn't
yep. With Harrod, yep.
So 11-yard touchdown pass from Lucas to Maggard. 30th touchdown pass for JR on the season. Bates on for the extra point attempt. Kick is good. 10:04 to go here in the second quarter of play. Collins now leads it 14-0. And Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary. Thanks for listening and supporting your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville Simpsonville.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
14-0. Collins leads it here. 10:04 to go. Second quarter play. Bates on to kick it off. It'll be Webb and McAfee back deep for the Mustangs. Bates looks over the alignment. Both McAfee and Webb waiting back to hit. A little scoop again, and nice play by the up man from North Oldham. Number 8, Liam Collins. Ball hit right in front of him. Picked it right up. Goes to the ground at about the 39-yard line.
Looks like the special teams coordinator, Mike Kress, has been working on that a little bit.
And I think so. I think he's coming in tonight trying to work on some different things. We've seen different kickoffs every time here. Huh?
Yeah, keeping the kickoff receive team on their toes.
So North Oldham will have it first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Webb staying the quarterback. He'll hand in the backfield to Sadoff, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Nick Eves, Zane Razor there on the tackle. Virtually no gain, giving forward progress to close to the 40-yard line. Second and 9. 14-0. Collins leads it. Webb stays in the shotgun. One back to his right. He's going to look to throw this time. Looking deep down the right sideline and just overthrown. Not sure where he was throwing that to. Matthew Fitzgerald, really the closest player. And that ball was thrown well and almost into the bench.
Okay, he's just throwing it to a spot, hoping his receiver go get it.
Does have a tall receiver on the outside. It's 82. Adam Berry. That was well overthrown. It'll bring up 3rd and 9 here from the 40-yard line. Webb will stay in the shotgun. 4 receiver set this time for the Mustangs.
Here we come.
Collins showing blitz. Quick throw, a slant pattern to wide, incomplete. Just really led him a little too far. They had something with that play.
They did. Great play call against the run blitz right there. They could have hooked up right there. It was a quick slant. And no safety, we talked about. That's one of the issues you talk about right there. When you try to do the run defense, that's one of the chances you take. But luckily for us, he dropped the ball. 4th and 8, 4th and 9.
So Webb will stay in the game as the punter, Maggard, standing back at his own 25. And based on the way he punted that first one, he may want to give him a little bit here. Webb gets it away. Another good high spiraling punt. Maggard retreating back to close to the 10-yard line, circling. Trying to get to the outside.
Boom.
Big hit by
Eve.
Maggard's on the outside. Needs one man to beat here. Cuts it back inside. Now gets back to the outside and is going to step out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. Big Eve delivered a big blow on the crackback.
That was a great comeback block right there. That's when coaches talk to you all the time about having you hit on the swivel. You better add it on the swivel right there.
Do have a flag on the play on the opposite side of the field. And the Collins players walking backwards, so it appears this will go against Collins.
That's one of those flags as a coach. You're not happy because that has nothing to do with
the play. I mean, that's literally 30 yards from any from where he ever was.
And it's not hard to miss. It's a big old pink flag out there, so...
So the flag is thrown at the, it's like 24-yard line, waiting for the official call. Here we go. Personal foul against Collins. So that's a personal foul. That'll be a half the distance penalty.
So
So they will mark the ball. Looks like at about the 12, maybe the 11-yard line. Now they move it back to the 12. So it'll be first and 10. Collins, so big penalty, big change in field position. Collins would have had it at the 26 without the penalty. Instead, they'll back themselves all the way back up close to the 10-yard line. Lucas takes a snap, draw play to Roseberry.
Nice
shot. Oh, nice tackle on the play by number 59, David Clifford. Because if he didn't get that shoestring tackle, he's got a lot of green grass in front of him.
That was a great tackle by that middle linebacker. Like you said, if he didn't get that one, that play is going for 30, 35, 40 yards, maybe even more with Roseberry's quickness.
Lucas stays in the shotgun, second and eight. JR, same play again, back to Roseberry. Nothing there again. He's struggling forward. Nice job by Nation, hard running.
Late flag from the same guy who threw it on the punt return.
Able to squirt through a tackle, and it's like this one may go against North Oldham. Got about 5 yards up to the 20-yard line.
So the face mask.
Face mask, yeah. On North Oldham. So this will result in a first down for the Titans. 8:18 to go here in the second quarter play. 14-0. Collins leads it. Ball will be marked. Let's see. That looks like the 34-yard line. That's one thing I will say. The turf fields have spoiled me on.
Oh, yeah.
The yard lines, and it's a lot tougher to tell on this grass field.
It is. Especially when you come over here and you get late. You get the Bermuda grass, and you get the dying and everything.
It starts to blend together.
It's tired.
So first and 10 Titans from their own 34-yard line. JR, bad snap, goes back, picks it up.
Just running.
Looking to run.
Just running.
Spinning forward. Nice play by JR to get a little of it back, but he'll still lose yardage back to the 30-yard line. That all dictated by the bad snap. So another negative play on first down for Collins. They've hit a couple of big plays tonight, John, but really, I mean, I think Coach Lucas would say really have struggled offensively.
I would agree with you. I think Coach Lucas would agree with you too. I think he wants everything to be positive yards, but when you start getting the negatives, bad things start happening, and sometimes you start pressing. So
JR drops straight back, now trying to escape, being pressured by Sadoff, gets away from him. Now going to try to cut back inside. Not much there. We'll get a couple of positive yards close to the original line of scrimmage. We'll bring up third and long.
Another flag on the far side. You know, that one guy, I think he's thrown every flag tonight.
Personal foul against North Oldham.
Well, I'll give him an automatic first down, won't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there a more useless flag than the sideline warning?
No.
North Oldham just got a sideline warning.
It seems like I get one every weekend, so it doesn't matter to me.
So with the penalty yardage, that will move Collins up close to midfield. They'll be on their own 48-yard line. They'll have it first and 10. Four receiver set for the Titans. Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap. We'll give it to Roseberry. Nation, nothing there. Hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Good play by Sadoff in the middle of the linebacker spot. And good job by the defensive line. There was number 50, Landon Jones, that initially stuffed that play. And Sadoff come up from his linebacker spot to finish things off.
You know, one thing I failed to mention here, I've talked to Coach Lucas about a little bit, is the difference between run blocking and pass blocking is so different. You know, these kids get so used to pass blocking all the time. And then when we're called to run block, you know, it's sometimes they struggle. And it's normal.
Lucas gets this away, complete the Hawk down close to the first down mark. Going to be about a yard short.
Just like right there. I mean, he had plenty of time to throw the ball. He had 7-8 seconds to throw the ball. You know, and then all of a sudden you try to run the ball, then you get nothing. So, I mean, sometimes it's just a mind game, sometimes it's a head game, but sometimes these kids get so used.
You know, is it more the, cause, you know, I guess run block, you're more on the attack.
You're attacking downfield.
And then on the pass block, you're kind of.
And you're able to pass
back.
People off right. each other right. on the pass block.
Five right receiver set here for the Titans. And Angus is going to be a neutral zone violation on North Oldham as the hard count from Lucas.
Give him a first down right there.
No one named. A guy on the far sideline, though. He's going to get his quote in tonight.
It'll be like Scott Corn get rotator cuff surgery or Terry rotator cuff throwing the flag so much.
I said he went tore his rotator cuff from waving runners around third. So first down, Titans on the penalty. Ball will be marked at the 38-yard line. First and 10, Titans. JR takes a snap, drops straight back in the pocket. Looking down the sideline to Roseberry on that wheel route. Cuts back inside. Touchdown, Titans! Thought he was going to be tackled about the 10-yard line and just cut back to the middle of the field. And took it in for the touchdown.
Well, I won't say, be like Scott Corn, I said, I told you so. But I told you so. That wheelhouse wide open, boys.
He would never let me finish that play before he said, I told you so. So the third touchdown pass of the night from Lucas, that gives him 31 on the season. Roseberry, that'll be his seventh touchdown reception of the season. Bates on for the extra point. PAT is no good. Oh, now that one says good, one said so no good.
So do we get a half point? One says yes, one says no.
4:50 to go in the second. Collins leads it 20-0. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
20-0. Collins leads it here. 4:50 to go here before the half. Webb Bates on to kick this one off once again. Back deep for the Mustangs. Webb and McAfee. They are both standing about their own 10-yard line. J.R. Lucas now 5 of 9 for 196 yards and 3 touchdowns so far in the first half. And Peyton Hawk having a big night. 3 catches for 146 yards. Bates short kickoff will be fielded by the up man at about the 20-yard line. And he is hit by Nick Eaves. And they'll get him down at about the 35-yard line.
You know, I think once this game right here, if we can probably extend the lead 6, 7, 8 more points. I think second half is where you want to try some different things, get ready for next week. I don't know if you want to give Shelby County half the field to go offensively because as good they are running the ball. So I don't know if you just want to practice kicking deep and having your coverage team go down, or you just stay with the same game plan as you did coming in.
That seems like kind of a little bit of a problem area. Is really, it seems like they field position-wise on kickoffs have given up a ton of yards.
Yeah.
Webb back in the shotgun. Going to look to throw this time. Being pressured by Stucker on the outside. He gets away from Stucker, then will be knocked out of bounds on the far sideline by Nick Eaves. Another thing I saw, Nick Eaves with 119 tackles on the season, 17 a game.
The kid has a motor and it doesn't stop. I mean, I remember having him in football at West Middle and basketball at West Middle. He's got a motor and it just keeps going.
So just a gain of a yard on that last play. Webb looking to throw down the right sideline. Good coverage by Fitzgerald once again, and it will be incomplete. It'll bring up third and long here for the Mustang.
So it looks like Webb has a good arm, but it just looks like he's throwing it to a spot.
Yeah.
And he's just hoping his receivers go and get it instead of throwing it to them.
Hoffenauer checks in for Isaiah White. Kind of a smaller guy. They moved to play a defensive tackle. Use his quickness.
But I like what Collins is doing defensively. They're playing without a safety. We're stacking the box. They're just daring North to throw the ball, which is what you have to do against an 0-18.
Webb, quick trying over a slam, was taken away.
Ball's
on the ground, and Webb will pick it back up. A good job. I think it may have been Jacob Phillips. Saw the slant coming, jumped right in front. Webb smartly pulled the ball down. Was knocked away from him, but he recovers his own fumble back at about the 30-yard line.
And that was a great athletic play by Webb. I'm going to give him credit, North Odom. Stucker was right there and get ready to fall on it. He shoves Stucker out of the way and falls on himself. That was a great job, individual effort to remain keep possession of the ball by North.
So Webb on to punt it away. He's gotten off two great punts. Pressure this time.
Nope.
This one not nearly as good down the right sideline. And ball will roll out of bounds inside the 30, down close to the 25-yard line.
Well, we talked about a free game. Here's where you want to step on the throat.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is where you want to try to put them away right here.
3:48 to go in the half. Collins leads it 20-0. But after struggles early on, they kind of found their rhythm the last couple of drives.
You know, and here's, you know, we talked about this pregame too. This is, like I talked about, the proverbial trap game. You know, they're 16, 18-year-old kids. They're not going to be mentally focused every game. So you struggle, but you maintain through it. You just keep pushing on, and you're at 20-0. And you haven't played your best half of football.
JR pitches back to Roseberry. Nashawn trying to get to the outside. Cuts it back inside. Now back to the outside, and we'll get about a 10-yard gain. It didn't look like a lot there.
Well, we don't give him credit enough, but I'm going to tell you right now. 79 for Collins.
Nathan Jacobs.
He was the train leading Roseberry right there, and he did a great job of just keeping contact with his guy, shoving his guy downfield. Roseberry made something out of nothing. He got 9 yards out of that, and that's to the number 79, the Jacobs kid.
And you're talking about the prototypical look of an offensive lineman. He definitely fits the bill.
He has it.
Draw play to Roseberry. Nashawn stops on a dive. It's hit right there by Sadoff. It'll be a couple of yard loss back to the 35-yard line. We'll bring up third and about two. Got a really good spot at it, actually. Forward progress up to the 36, almost to the 37-yard line. Third and one. We see a little quarterback draw here from Lucas. JR. Nope. Drops right back looking to throw. And he hits the Hawk again, fumbled it, picked it back up, and then we'll go to the ground at about the 31-yard line.
Run away from the tackle. I think he just lost control of the ball because he saw another touchdown.
He was getting ready to have his second touchdown of the night if he didn't fumble that one. But a big night so far for Peyton Hawk. Had three catches for 146 before that throw. 3:02 to go here in the first half. Collins leads 20-0. They're on the attack here again. First and 10 from the North Oldham 32. Lucas, five receiver set this time, all on the backfield. JR drops straight back looking to throw. Looking deep down the right side, looking for Roseberry. Touchdown! Titans! What a throw, and maybe even better catch by Roseberry in between two defenders in the back corner of the right end zone. And JR has just thrown his fourth touchdown of the night.
That was a great throw. He threw it where only his person could get it, the back pylon. Great individual effort by him and Roseberry. Great hookup right there.
Collins with the last missed extra point will go for two here. 26-0, pending the two-point conversion here. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls to his right. Trying to hit Maggard in the backside, just had him just overthrew it. Incomplete.
Yes.
26-0. Collins leads at 2:41 to go in the first half of play. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy to remember medication packs for seniors, and we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
26-0, Collins leads it. 2:41 to go here in the second quarter of play. Big night here from a couple of Titans so far. J.R. Lucas now 7 of 11 through the air for 260 yards, 4 touchdowns. Peyton Hawk is having a big day. 4 catches for 176 yards for Hawk. And Webb Bates kicks this one into the student section on the far side.
All 12 of them.
Ball almost made it to the track. So ball out of bounds.
And that's why Coach Cressum's a great special teams coordinator. Ticker walks off the field and he tails him to calm down.
The ball will be marked at the 35-yard line. We hold them with 2:41 to go. We'll see how aggressive they are.
We still got three timeouts, boys.
that's happening. I always see that. I always remind you. Have you seen Last Chance U?
Yeah.
I always see that. I always think of my boy Buddy Steven. I think they were up like 60-0. Now he's calling timeout. Webb takes the snap. Looking for a line across the middle. Got him complete up at about the 45, 46-yard line on a slant pattern. I think that's the difference. You mentioned that the last time they had the ball, the difference of throwing to a receiver and just throwing it to a spot.
Yes. Great time and play right there on the quick slant. It's there. We talked about Nell Collins has dropped back with a safety. You got too many on.
Dustin Inkle's coming off, man. He'll go back and play the nose. Webb dropping straight back. Looking deep down the sideline. Harris got good coverage. And good play over the top. by Jaden Wilson to knock that one away. Cam Harris just kind of mistimed his jump, had perfect position.
Yeah, I thought he should have picked it.
And Wyand almost come down with it, but Jaden Wilson, good job to come over the top, knock it away. So, second and 10, ball at their own 47-yard line. Got Isaiah White checking in, he'll play the nose. Back to a three down lineman look here. Kidwell and Darius Weavers playing the end. Ocean from right to left. Going to swing it out to the left side. Let him right up to the field. But nice play on the outside by Zach Smith. We'll get North Odom for no gain. And North Odom going to take a timeout. Wow. So 2:08 to go here in the second quarter of play. Collins leads 26-0. We'll take a break. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
It's hot in here.
That's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Serve with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Rice WXLN programming.
26-0. Collins leads it here. 2:08 to go before the half. North Odom facing 3rd and 10. Takes a snap. Webb looking to throw. Deep down the right side. Fitzgerald running with the receiver, and the receiver falls down. Good coverage on the play once again by Fitzgerald. Perfect position. And we'll bring up 4th down.
Decline it.
And a hold on North Odom.
Decline it.
Which I'm sure they will decline. So this will bring up 4th and 10, and we'll see if North Odom's going to punt this one away or give Collins a potential short field here. So they will punt it away. Webb, maybe that's been the highlight of the night so far. He's gotten off a couple of beautiful punt. Maggard once again standing back now just inside his own 20-yard line. Webb set to punt this one away.
Surely he wouldn't fake it, would he?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Webb gets in the way. Spiraling punt. Once again, a good punt. Maggard won't be able to field it. Goes over his head down close to the 10-yard line. They will down it right at the 10-yard line. Collins will start possession. Long field to go. 1st and 10 from their own 10. We mentioned JR looking to add to a big night already. 7 of 11 for 260 yards. I mean, 7 completions for 260 yards. We think 7 completions for him for touchdown. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. You're looking at almost, 37 yards completion?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got two safeties that's playing 35 yards deep.
Absolutely. So Collins go 5 receiver set. They are all alone in the backfield. Takes a snap looking. Screen pass out to the left side. Got Roseberry. That shot makes one man miss. Trying to get to the outside. Webb's the only guy there. He's at midfield. He's down to the 40, being chased from behind at the 30, and ball is stripped and recovered by North Odom down to the 21-yard line. What a run.
You can see that coming, didn't
by
you?
By Roseberry. But number 8, Liam Collins, chased him down and stripped the ball from him, and he's right on the sideline. He stripped, and the ball just stayed right where it was.
That's the difference between grass and astroturf, or field turf, I should say. That was a great individual effort by Collins, yeah. I mean, that was almost Lawrence Taylor-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it coming the whole way down the sideline.
So a big gain for Knott, 135 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, that probably put Lucas over 300 yards.
Oh, absolutely. That went for, 60 yards?
60 yards.
Webb looking to throw, and the ball is nearly picked off the hands of Stucker, then completed to Biesner. Stucker did. He would have taken that to the house, but went right through his hands, and Biesner picks it off. And we'll take it up close to the 40-yard line.
I mean, they're bringing Stucker out of the game. A little extracurricular activity on the North Odom sideline.
1:26, both teams with 2 timeouts remaining here in the half. Webb takes a snap, looking to throw again. Kidwell's chasing him.
There you go.
Get him, and he will sack him back inside the 30-yard line. Kidwell also a little help from Nick Eads.
Call timeout, Lucas.
and it is a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick break as well. 107 to go here before the half. Collins leads 26-0. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Second and 18 here from North Oldham. They'll hand it off in the middle of the field, just close back to the original line of scrimmage, tackled by Zach Smith, and Collins will take another timeout. That'll be their last of the half. We'll take another break. 26-0. Collins leads it. The Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
When it comes to a tractor you trust to help tackle your lawn care needs, you demand strength and you deserve comfort. With the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, you get it all. The XT Enduro Series tractors are the strongest, most comfortable lawn and garden tractors we've ever built. Backed by the industry's strongest warranty, sit out on a tractor that can stand up to anything. The XT Enduro Series from Cub Cadet. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Winter will be here before you know it, and once again this year, Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com will be your winter weather information station. We'll keep you informed on how much snow is coming and when to expect it. Plus, we'll have complete in-depth information on school closings in our area when they happen, on air and online. Your winter weather information station, Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
26-0. Collins leads it here. 58 seconds to go before the half. North Oldham 3rd and 9. We'll see if they dare try to throw it here or if they run it. See if they can get it to halftime. They're going to throw it. Webb looking to throw. Trying to float it down the right side. Complete. Down inside the 45-yard line. Nice touch pass to the outside to McAfee. So ball complete. They'll give him to the 42-yard line. And North Oldham wants to take a timeout. So we'll take another break. 49 seconds to go before the half. Island still leads it 26-0. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
First and 10, North Oldham from the Collins 42-yard line. North Oldham still with one timeout. He's chasing Webb out of the pocket. Webb will throw it deep down the side to Harris. And incomplete, knocks it away. Wine and Harris both going up for the ball down at the goal line.
You got a flag back in the backfield.
And another chop block.
Yep. You know, when I was coaching at West Middle, this is one of the problems we had coming over here. They always threw that chop block.
North Oldham still does have one timeout remaining here. 40 seconds to go.
I think this is where you just run the ball and get to halftime.
Webb in the shotgun.
Nope.
He's going to look to throw. Hogenauer looking for pressure, throwing it deep down the sideline, incomplete, overthrown, trying to hit McAfee. Coverage on the play once again. This time Jaden Wilson running with McAfee down the sideline. Jacob Phillips also there on the play. It is kind of surprising that North will get the first possession of the second half. It's try to get the half, maybe regroup. And
yeah, because, I mean, too many things can happen trying to throw the ball. I mean, Stucker probably should have had a pick six
just
a second ago. So, I mean, try to throw a quick slant. Now you're down 33 to nothing instead of 26. I understand the coach wanting to try to score, try to get back in the game, but you have
to be a little realistic.
Yeah, you haven't moved the ball the whole half. Why do you think you're going to do it now?
Trying to set a screen up. Got it to the tight end in the middle of the field. He's up to midfield and still on his feet. Squirts through. He's going to outrun him to the end zone. Cam Harris on his back and will get him inside the 5-yard line. And we also got a penalty on the play. Way back on the other end of the field down the 5-yard line. He's picking that flag up. I take it that's going to be against Collins, probably for roughing the passer, if I had to guess.
Don't be surprised if Stucker may have been ejected.
So the officials making their way all the way down the other end of the field. Ball appears to be marked, hard to see, but maybe about the 2-yard line. And both teams heading to their benches here. It's the officials now making their way to the Collins sideline. And I'm with you. It almost has the feeling like
somebody's been ejected.
He's going to be ejected.
Yeah.
Appears like it may be against him as he goes and has a seat on the bench. 20 seconds still to go here, but a play that should have went for about a 10-yard gain went for about 60 right in the middle of the field.
Well, and let's talk about next week.
That's right.
If he's ejected this game, he has to be suspended for the next game.
Looks like Kopenhauer, his coach Lucas, is having a discussion with him on the sideline. Where we need the benefit of the instant replay, because I was watching the ball carrier, didn't see what happened after the play.
I watched 4 missed tackles, so.
Yeah, I did too. I actually thought he was going to carry Cam Harris into the end zone. So, speculating at this point, but it appears to me that Kopenhauer, by the look of things, maybe has been ejected from the game.
Yeah, and Lucas is not happy with him.
We are on the visiting sideline. Their bench is literally about 30 feet from us, and he is not at all happy with what transpired there. And the officials does signal that an ejection did take place.
Well, how did we go from 20 seconds to 14 seconds?
I'm not sure. North Oldham still with one timeout remaining, so they can run the football here. They've got it first and goal. Ball appears to be maybe the 1-yard line. And a quarterback sneak, and looks like he will go into the end zone for the touchdown.
Remember earlier when I said you don't want to let a sleeping dog up?
Yep. Another big thing to think about, you know, they get the ball to start the half. So you score, then all of a sudden you've given life.
You've let them right back in the game.
To a team that looked deflated.
Yes.
Number 35, Matt Morris, on for the extra point attempt here. So a wild last, really, minute. Big game by Roseberry. Extra point is blocked. So 26-6, 10 seconds to go before the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN program.
26-6, Collins leads it here. 10 seconds to go before the half. North Oldham set to kick it off. Back tee for the Titans. Roseberry flanked by Wilson and Maggard.
Huh.
And our favorite official on the far sideline has got another issue before we play these last 10 seconds. Not sure what is the rate for an official. You have any idea of a football official?
$75 a game.
His whistle has earned that money.
Well, I'm just glad we're not on the TV because he's sure he's getting TV time.
All right, so he's back
and luckily
on his side.
Second half, we get him on our side.
I'm just thankful he's just a side judge.
Yeah.
I'd hate to go on being a head official. All right, Jackson Wine set to kick this one away. Roseberry waiting back at his own 5-yard line. This ball, good kick, will take Maggard into the end zone, which will be a touchback. What do you think? This is 10 seconds to go.
I'll be surprised he goes under center.
Yeah. JR had a heck of a first half, 8 of 12 for 330 yards, 4 touchdowns in the first half. And he'll have at least one play to see if he can add on to that here. Collins has 5 receivers in the game. They look to get lined up here. Looks like they will go to a 2-back set with Klonikas and Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap. He's going to hand to Roseberry. Deshaun trying to get to the outside again. He will be tripped up, has the first down over the 35, 37-yard line. See if they can get lined up here again to get a snap off. Not sure if they will with only 3 seconds to go. Clock is running, and I don't think they will.
No.
And that'll take us to the end of the first half. Collins dominated the majority of the half, but North Odom gets the final score, 26-6. Collins leads it here at the half. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.